This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. At one point or another, we become consumed with the big picture. Where am I going? How am I going to get there? How am I going to survive? What will I do if I lose my job? How will I retire? Our world is designed to create perpetual anxiety and fear. We are indoctrinated into the ideas that what we see, touch, and feel is all that exists. Yet life proves time and again that things are bigger and greater than anything you can imagine. Think of yourself as a soldier for a moment. You are getting ready to go on a raid, a dangerous mission. The enemy is well entrenched. Now think, what really matters? Welcome to the Bards of War podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 19, Strategy versus Tactics. Before I get started, I want to talk to you about nationalism. Our soldiers put their lives on the line every day to protect the values of the nation and its citizens. Seldom do we have the opportunity to see these values shared with equal courage and conviction by our most loyal allies. The documentary film Bards of War, Fighting is Everything is a powerful story of the soldiers of Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry fighting against the Taliban to root out their criminal, drug, and human trafficking networks in southern Afghanistan. The film takes the viewer into the world of the warrior's ethos of conviction, ruthlessness, and righteousness, and the soldier's commitment to the values that put a nation and its citizens ahead of themselves. You can buy the digital download of Bards of War, Fighting is Everything at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. And with your purchase, you will be supporting the independent content creations of Bards of War on social media and for future projects. Thank you for your support. Now let's get back to the podcast. That timeless book, The Art of War. It's timeless because the philosophies and insights that Sun Tzu provided for us affect not just battle and war, but affect all aspects of our life. Consider this quote. All men can see these tactics whereby I conquer, but what none can see is the strategy out of which victory is evolved. When we're in the middle of the fight, it's easy to see what's before us. In simple tactical and military terms, shoot, move, and communicate. And when things get a little hectic, you take a knee, grab a sip of water, and assess the terrain. And then you go at it again. And most of us, in one way or another, live our lives that way. And that works most of the time. Until the things that we're familiar with, the things that we can count on, start to change. And sometimes they change abruptly. You get into a position where all the things that you counted on in your life suddenly collapse. Maybe it's your relationship with your wife or your husband. Maybe it's something that falls apart with your kids. Maybe it's your job or your business. But all of those constants that you were counting on, suddenly those constants are no longer there. And those tactics, those day-to-day grinds, those things that you could see, no longer look the same. Maybe you don't know who you can trust anymore. Maybe you can't even trust yourself. You second guess the decisions you've made. You ask yourself if there was something you missed and should have seen. And even when you try to go back to that familiar place, it's no longer familiar. In fact, it's got a foreign edge to it now that it makes it awkward even to operate there. On an early morning when I was with the Canadians, we did a raid on what was called Hyderabad. And it's interesting because there's a look and a feel that I can pull back at any moment. It was the setting of the entire event. The enemy was well entrenched. The snipers had been deployed early on, and the fighting was tough and fierce. But in returning to Hyderabad, it's hard to recognize even where we were. Even standing in some of those same places don't look the same. They don't feel the same. The context has changed. The textures have changed. The sounds, the smells, everything about it has changed. And that can happen to us in any time in life. It can be the sudden change, whatever that is. It completely takes us off our base, and now suddenly everything around us looks different. That house that you've been dreaming of, suddenly when you lose your job and you have to struggle to make the mortgage, it doesn't quite look as exciting as it did when you first started. In fact, it might get to the point where you don't even like being around it or in it because it becomes such a massive burden. The memories of your parents' home going to visit, one of them dies or perhaps dies even in a long enduring cycle, maybe through cancer or Alzheimer's, you may not want to visit that place anymore. And these are the tangibles that are around us that we allow too often to define us and shape us and ultimately shape our outcome and our destiny. And that's kind of at the core of that Sun Tzu quote, which is, there is a bigger process than the tactics that we see on a day-to-day basis. There is a strategy. The difference is that in our world, it's not a general, well, not per se anyway. It's faith, and it's our relationship with God that guides us. You know, when you go into battle, you carry a letter in your pocket or somewhere on your body in the event that you die. Most people do. I shouldn't say everybody does, but most people do. And it's those final thoughts that you want to express in case you don't make it home. I actually went through that process in a location called Carne. That's a long story we'll get into in another episode, but needless to say, we all three made our letters home, not expecting to make it through the night. Those sorts of events change you, and how they change you most is how you prioritize what's important in your life. Proverbs 24:3-4 comes to mind. By wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with the precious and the pleasant riches. None of that is tangible things. It's about the things that build our spirit and our soul. It's about the things that allow us to endure those difficult times. You know, if people are passionate about this country, or their country for that matter, and I don't want to be exclusive to Americans because Canadians, as I've mentioned in my episodes, The Deplorable North, are going through a tremendous fight right now. But you can't help but feel the anxiety of the change that's happening all around you. It's everywhere. And even though the mainstream media tries to choke down the information that we get, the fact of the matter is we can all feel this massive change, this huge shift that's going on, that's removing the foundations, the underpinnings that we consider constant, that sort of tactical look at the world. Those things that we counted on before, we're not so sure about now. I'll give you one example. It's very pertinent to many. As we discover the depths of this human sex trafficking and child exploitation, and it starts to touch our churches and our institutions of faith, and it's happening, those constant areas that you could count on, at least that you thought you could trust, no longer become that pillar, that rock that you'd expected to be there. When you're involved in that daily grind, on the social media, or as the term goes, trying to red pill people, getting people to open up their eyes, pull down the veil, and see what's really going on in their world, that's your tactical fight. And you can control that. You can control so much of that on a daily basis. You might not have a good engagement, but you can have another one tomorrow that'll offset that. But in the bigger picture is where we find ourselves too often getting wrapped around the wrong thing. We obsess about the details of, when's the D-class going to hit? When's this? When's that? Why is Andrew McCabe getting a job with CNN? You have to ask yourself a simple question. What can you control? News, information, the world that we live in relies on you worrying about the things that you cannot control. You know, we go back to World War II, and there was something that occurred across the United States, and it was called Victory Gardens. But essentially, households across the country began growing a small garden to make sure they had food basics. And became known as Victory Gardens because it was a way to take an individual's reliance off of the systems that were being channeled towards supporting the warfighter that typically would have been channeled towards supporting the consumer. But the most important part of Victory Gardens is that it gave people power. It empowered them. It allowed them to control a little part of their destiny. Those are the sorts of things we have to find on a daily basis. And it's hard to find them in this day and age. We have become so connected to food that we buy at the store or products that we get off of Amazon or digital entertainment that we get through our different appliances. I mean, our worlds have literally changed. But to get control back in our life, we need to go back to basics. For me, that begins with a very simple thing. You've got to reconnect with the power of faith. In one of my most difficult moments, a moment when I thought everything was at an end, a moment that I couldn't touch the things that I normally relied upon, my photography, my writing, I had to just rely on the basics, the foundations. And the one thing I did is I picked up a Bible and I began in the beginning. There is nothing more powerful than going back to that text. This is just foundations that we need. Foundations of the way to see the world from a different lens, a way to frame the strategy of the world while we fight the tactics. Because at the end of the day, faith assures us of one thing. Our connection with God and faith guides us to the right place. No one said it's going to be easy. And I think this is where we get confused, is we assume many times that house and two kids and 2.5 dogs and white picket fence and all those dreams that we want, that's what life is supposed to be and what it's about. And it's not. You're not going to take any of that with you when you die. And that goes back to that moment when you're sitting there getting ready to go on a mission. What's important to you? It's probably the most important thing you have at that moment is that letter. That letter to your family that just expresses what you feel in case you don't come back. Perhaps it's a little bit of guidance, a little bit of wisdom. Maybe it is literally what Proverbs 24:3-4 says. Maybe it's the wisdom of the house, the understanding, and the knowledge. And if you can accomplish those things in that letter, you've given a gift that will far outlive any material possession you ever have. It's in those moments that we really understand true value in our life and our world. So let me kind of wrap things up with Proverbs 16:8-9. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues from injustice. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. I think the greatest thing that we can do on a daily basis is connect with friends and family. I think the other great things that we can do each day is to value whatever conversations we have, because those conversations is when we really touch one another. I think we need to step back for a moment with all the crazy and the anxiety of things, and we need to look around at the real problems in our life. Asking the hard questions of what we can actually do to affect those things in our local community that are pressing. How do we help the youth that are homeless? How do we help the youth that are being racked by meth or worse? How do we help the neighbor who's just trying to get by? How do we help that elderly person who's living alone? We need to develop compassion and empathy for what's immediately around us. And whatever goes on in the big war zones in DC, it's just entertainment. Because at the end of the day, none of that is going to affect our local communities until we take the time to really dig in and value those things that make a difference, not just for us, but for the generations to come. And ultimately, that's the strategy that allows the tactics to win the day. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards of War podcast can be found on YouTube and BitChute as Bards of War. You can also join Bards of War on Twitter and gab.com. All of those links are below. Bards of War podcasts are also available on Podbean at www.bardsofwar.fm. That's www.bardsofwar.fm. Remember to check out Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, the war documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support this channel with a donation, you will find donation links on the sidebar of the Podbean channel or on the donation tab on the main website. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individuals only. Interpretation of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards of War and Fighting is Everything are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards of War podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.